pass over my network to get to this point.
And you don't have to pay.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what? So you ask, can I pass from there and you can pass from my loop? No.
Yeah. It's this trade that you have the permission to pass over the other one's network and vice versa.
Oh, that's super interesting.
And which results in this?
Which pubs do these happen?
Probably a lot of Silicon Valley pubs.
Is it? Concentration of like area. Where are the pubs located? Which states are the pubs located in?
I guess it depends.
You know, are they happening? Are they happening in India, Pakistan, or are they happening in Silicon Valley?
London, probably.
London.
I suspect.
Wow. Yeah.
Or where you have the events, like the you have this kind of network events. So you have the Rive events, and you have the pubs around where the Afrni and the Rive and so on have meetings. I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So for Pakistan it would be Asian Pacific. The Asia Pacific Network Information Center. So probably Singapore, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Then it's the pubs in Singapore.
In Singapore.
And is it like one thing? It's like happening for the whole continent.
These meetings happen for each of these five big blocks, and then that's where it's not really continent, but it's like this geographic area.
Maybe we can. I was thinking having a map and putting the RIPE centers, all of them.
That's true. And then layers on it.
Yeah, and then we can layer on top with the different colors.
With boxes.
But I'm going to try attempt a very bad map.
You mean the
world? Well, it has the colors. Can anybody else draw better than me?
Just do circles.
I think I'm a disaster.
I can try.
Yeah, you can.
But I need to look. Have a look.
Do
I do this?
You can do circles by crossover.
Yeah, like I will follow with my eye very fast.
The land of Oceania.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. It's a lot better than
exactly
than I was going to come up with.
This is Greece.
This is Greece.
Little blob. And something coming here.
Backseat cartographers.
Australia goes outside.
And Australia goes outside. We definitely need Singapore.
This is all right.
Singapore. Maybe New Zealand as well. We can get another page for.
I'll just
get another page for.
To expand.
This doesn't make sense, yeah. Australia is a little bit closer. But
yeah.
I mean, it's fine because we have everything now.
Yeah, you've got Australia?
Yeah, it's here.
Okay.
Damn, I'm so bad with notes. They should have some good material.
Do you have the key of the big one? We make a techno-social meeting and we move Australia there.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
We agree with the territory.
Yeah.
Fine.
Physically, it's probably here anyway. Australia. According to the internet authorities.
So we put names of the or colors, right?
Oh yeah. Where's England? There.
This
just there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like blocks.
I think that's enough.
Yeah, because I wanted, I think the relation between the geographical and the network is often confused and confusing. Yeah. And that's really a key thing to get. Because, for example, the autonomous systems, they are based in one country because they need to register at an address. So we can say that, I don't know, is this, what is this?
This is Greece? United States, US.
So, yeah. So it has its, let's say, its base, its where it's registered with the American office authorities, I don't remember, ARNIC, and then it has cables that maybe go to London and to, I don't know, see.
Who owns the cables? Is it
the... Actually, you're right. This is like...
Is it a state?
This
it's
is
a
land.
Physical thing, and it probably has state... state regulation, and of course a lot of money gets paid to use it.
So commercial is also money.
One question.
Yeah. Huh? That's a big cable.
yeah, it's a big cable.
So it's often mixed, so you have different companies. We can see who paid the last ones, but it's often like a mix of companies that we use them, who will run them, and puts the like it's a mix of investment because it's super expensive, and then they have often like an external company that will organize the flow, but then the usage of it has been is a rent.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
it's a whole.
So I remember looking a little bit at cables and something historically, like it was something to do with like shipping. Telecommunication, like regular telecommunications.
Mm-hmm.
And originally shipping, like for the mail, like regular slow snail mail.
Uh-huh.
And then like telex and fax. So there was companies that were originally shipping companies, and then they became
telegraph companies.
Yeah, telegraph type. Uh-huh. But they're private, I guess. People like Western Union.
Yeah.
And these, or the owners of Western Union, or you know, money transferring as well. Yeah.
And often companies that were state companies
became commercial companies.
Became commercial. Like
state companies became commercial,
So you have this legacy
like
the British
system.
Telecom, AT&T, which is the American Telecom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they became the biggest players because they already had the cables.
So it's a combination
autonomous system here.
Yeah, because basically, let's
you go
say,
from the one system,
it goes
to
the internet exchange.
It's
like data packages through TCP.
Yeah.
So the fact that, an autonomous system is hosted at an internet exchange, that's where the cable arrives. So, but from the point of view of the autonomous system, these are the internet exchanges.
Okay, now it becomes alternate.
Because in the same, it's an exchange because all the other autonomous systems go also there. So it's this kind of flipping relation. That geographically, an autonomous system is both in all these places because their cables are right there, let's say.
Yeah. They're in both.
I didn't get that. No.
They're in both these places. They're here and here. They're both in the U.S. and in England.
That legally, legally, they have a foot in a country because they're registered with an address with the internet authority.
Yeah.
But from the protocol point of view, they're in all the places where the cable arrives.
Yeah.
Because at the internet exchange, the other autonomous system of the British Telecom...
It's a smaller autonomous system? This is the big one that is all the autonomous system, right?
No. It's, for example, you have British Telecom is an autonomous. Maybe putting names.
Yes.
Or maybe we can look at the current situation.
Yeah. How do we look at that?
Okay. That's
because why then? What is about the continents then? Like when you talk about the ring, pink, I don't know how you call that.
The
big autonomous systems.
No, these are the containers.
The containers.
They're the different. So the authorities are somehow the containers for the autonomous system.
Okay.
But they are more like a legal container.
Okay. So in this, under this container, is the telecom, the biggest telecom.
Yeah, all of them.
Okay. That's
the
like
small
a pool.
Ones and the big
it's
ones.
Like where
yeah,
can
yeah,
I
this
make?
Is maybe a pool. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Is RIPE technosocial?
Well, it's Internet Authority, but they do
the centers or the events or the
yeah.
So because I imagine something like that, and inside you have all these oranges, no? Is it?
So what is the orange?
The blue is the. And big autonomous is the Internet Authority, and then you have British Telecom.
Yeah,
you have not this blue, the other blue. Is this blue?
So you have
territory.
For example, you have this only blue. So you have RIPE, and inside you have all the systems that register with RIPE. So with that blue.
Okay. Okay.
So you have the Dutch Telecom, the Belgian.
So
Telecom.
The blue is inside the pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
The company you see on the bill for the internet,
okay.
They are these people in the blue. No.
So this is not. Yeah. This contains this and this contains this.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
So the RIPE is the.
Oh yeah, it's the.
It's all this, the container, and then the British Telecom is the inside
element.
This container. So they right? That's
so the Internet authorities belong to RIPE. RIPE is the
No. RIPE is one of the Internet authorities of these five areas.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's only one Internet authority.
Yes. RIPE is the European one.
Ah, okay.
So that's
what are they all?
Let's put
them. Let's write them all.
So it has to be blue.
Yes. Well, no, this is RIPE events.
Okay.
This is just so
but this is territory.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I think you.
Oh, because
I messed it up.
So
it's just that here we were using this. So I messed it up.
Okay.
Completely.
Okay, and then.
It is a bit territorial.
You have to make a new one. Okay, so this is okay.
Okay, so the names of the internet.
Arin.
What's that?
For the North America is ARIN.
We can write it here.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. So it's, we have ARIN. Because then this is, because you said this is another autonomous system.
And then we
that's
can
what
link how what the jurisdiction of ARIN is.
Okay.
Compared to the jurisdiction.
Right.
Of RIPE?
RIPE is Asian Pacific.
APNIC.
The AFRINIC.
AFRINIC. They're all called
The Latin
Nick.
America.
What is the NIC? Okay. And this is also RIPE.
Yes. This is part of. Is this Greenland?
No.
Yeah.
Because then I get lost a little bit with the smaller ones. They're also autonomous systems? No. The British Telecom.
So these are not autonomous systems.
But these are also.
They are the Internet Authority.
These are also a bit territory, right?
Okay.
Yeah, they're territory.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
We can have
yes.
Like that.
Yes.
Okay. Now got it. So we have IA and AS.
Yeah, and they're different. AS register with their IA.
Okay,
So they,
Okay.
They rule.
It's like Unilever.
So
it's like Unilever with her products, for example.
No, it's more.
You know, when you have a product that includes, like, in a bigger company, and then you have a small company.
But these are non-commercial.
Ah, okay.
So
okay.
Oh, yeah. So what kind of entities are they?
Yeah.
They're authorities. So
just
they're self-justifying.
How did they come to be? Yeah. What's the history?
It's like legal.
During the expansion of the internet, they started forming between companies, universities, and I guess state telecom.
Okay.
This
same
was
this.
The main three.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we forgot. We forgot
no, but
the
that,
academics.
That's historically, right?
Yes.
So what are the academics?
So historically, they are. This is the history. Historically, the state.
Yeah.
Company. Oh, academics.
Are we not academia?
This is physical.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. Did you put on top? Yeah. Okay. This is the history.
Okay.
And academic.
Oh, we have also academic.
So those are.
Okay.
That's the histories.
That's another cable. Okay. Okay. Now it's clear. I think it's better. Yeah.
It's true that they're difficult to get because they are. Somehow a result of a genealogy where the network was first military from the US, then scientific.
Oh, military.
What did you
forget?
The gray, Oh, yellow. Yellow.
I'm trying to stay in the back. They come out eventually.
Oh, my God.
Well, military and state, I think.
No, it's not.
I think that some states can have different.
Because they can have their they can be independent from the state.
Yeah.
So it's and we can put the history.
Their own agency talking.
Okay.
So yeah, it was military, then state, scientific, and then commercial.
Wow.
So and that's why these are in a way results of this mixing,
yeah, like,
and they result in their own authority because that's how they promise to be neutral.
Yeah.
And can I add here the telecom, just as an example?
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. I don't know, like British telecom.
And is it a reduction to say that their main purpose is to hand out the blocks, the spaces?
Yeah. I mean they do also. I think all the decisions somehow are discussed or changes.
How does that RFCs? Is that how can all of these people come together and agree on anything?
So
they have legal they follow legal procedures or not?
Legal? Oh, the
I think
law.
RFC
oh.
Is the state?
RFC is nice because that's in a way description of a protocol.
Yeah.
And is, for example, they're produced by the IETF.
Yeah.
Which is. It's not an authority.
Yeah.
Oh.
Task force.
Oh yeah. What's a task force? And how did that come about?
It's an organization. What level of authority do they have? I mean, these RFCs are a driven consensus process from many people. It's an open process, so it's like let's come together and make decisions. But I don't know what self-describing authority they have. You know, like RIPE says, we're here and we give blocks. But the IETF,
because they're open, also IETF are openly. You can just join.
Anybody can join.
Yes. But in fact, the discourse is ruled by the stakeholders, which are companies.
Because they have more power in that, and those would be the like.
And they provide the infrastructure also.
Mm-hmm.
They have this
for the meetings and for
no,
I
mean
for the RFCs
themselves. For internet in general.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
I mean, if you provide the money, you also have more power to these discussions or.
Sometimes. Like this Neil's person was talking about the three GPU, some process where you have to pay to get in.
Mm.
But the 3G is another network. It's really like this is still really internet, and 3G connects to, but like it has its own rules, its own, it's completely different colors.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that's why that's the thing we realize is that all this understanding is somehow not able to understand so much. Or you have different combinations of colors and power.
So we try to represent ITF, etc. I don't know where they fit.
Where would it sit?
Well,
that is mine, I think.
No.
Or is
it
just
a correct.
Starts as a military, that's why it's task force.
Yeah.
And then but then becomes, of course, more academia and company driven,
yeah,
with state in state stakeholders, I guess. But it's less, and it's not really an authority, but it's a de facto place where decisions get negotiated.
So maybe we can just give it a few colors. That the RFC tab, what are they called?
IETF.
What is the ITF? Internet
Engineering Task Force.
Okay.
Which is now the place where protocols gets discussed and proposed.
Yeah, but they're not a protocol. They are they an internet authority?
No.
Well, yeah.
What's
the combination?
IETF.
Yeah.
So they're
Internet Engineering
and then all
Task
the rest,
Force.
State
and academic.
Yeah.
And are they techno-social?
And we can say now it's mostly
commercial
academic.
Pub.
So
yeah,
we can make another.
Pub,
I think now.
Oh yeah.
Probably.
We can. Yeah. Exactly.
Probably the military is out.
Oh, the military is not in anymore. But that's the origin.
There are. There
so
be
another
out.
Yeah, because it
where
starts
the
with
pink?
The DARPA, which is the U.S.
DARPA,
Department
DARPA.
Of Defense.
We had another pink, no?
We did have another pink.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's two, so that's one, like,
where were we before
instance,
that?
Object,
or like one.
And of course, it's all about producing protocol.
Yeah.
Or how do we?
Yeah.
With techno-social
procedures.
No,
you create.
Notation.
So you create this. Oh,
yeah.
And this has behind all of that.
Yeah, they produce RFCs. So.
Oh, that's very interesting. It makes it more clear, actually, with these boxes.
Yeah. I'm getting more and more confused when you try to define objects and entities.
I'm curious about the jurisdiction of, like, because you're saying here that so Aaron can have an autonomous service in Greece.
No,
Greece
so Aaron. But Arin does not have. Arin doesn't do network. I mean, doesn't do internet networking as such. Arin gives is like saying the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
So the Chamber of Commerce don't do commerce.
Yes.
But
they,
regulates
they
who
organize,
can do it.
They decide.
Yeah.
Regulate.
So yeah, I think it's really like Chamber.
Are they
of Commerce.
Are they a regulatory authority?
Yes.
Is that what they are?
Yes.
So we can say regulation, regulatory.
Yeah.
But regulatory is that not? It's like the holder of the laws. Like the you know,
rules.
like the ruler.
Yeah.
Well,
the
rules, yeah, the rules.
Because
the,
not all rules
the,
are laws.
Yeah,
I think
few rules.
Yeah. So it's the organizer of rules.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, which is...
Because IETF don't do rules, for example.
They don't do
rules. Or they say that the protocols are not rules. They're kind of technical affordances.
Yeah.
So while these... authorities, they have rules.
They have rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who can be and what?
Yeah.
And how much you need to pay to be an autonomous system?
Can we have another color for rules?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But is it rules is an entity?
Rules is how you decide on.
So it's like an object. It's an object.
Rules are
object. No, it makes it more like protocols are also object.
Oh,
so it can be the object of.
Of the internet authority,
but
I mean also.
But
state.
No, the state has rules. I mean, the military has rules. Commercial, even commercial entities.
But now we talk about the rules of
written
what?
Laws. Maybe,
yeah.
It can be
jurisdiction.
It can be a
jurisprudence.
Okay, I have a way to do it.
Sure.
I have a way that maybe we do it as another green, and we make it like that, and then. Behind it can be any entity, other. Does that make sense?
So like something that's attached.
Yeah, that is like an object.
Determination
again.
Or how you
The rules of conduct.
It's like, yeah, it's like the way to contact your authority to...
Formal ones? Or I'm saying
formalizations. Formalities.
Okay.
Form?
No.
Yeah. It's interesting because you know you said IATF doesn't make rules, and that's right. But then we heard that Daniel again was talking that your traffic will be dropped if it doesn't conform to the protocol, right? Which is like an implicit
rule.
Yeah.
That you can't break out of or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, in a way, protocols are technical rules for communication.
Yeah.
But they're more like agreements.
They get agreed upon?
No, I mean, it's like a way to... that you agree in this protocol. But then the rule... No, it's also a rule,
Yeah, I mean, in a positive sense, it's like, we would like to communicate, and here's how we will do it. And
yes.
In a negative sense, it's like,
I
can't make new ways of agreeing to communicate without them.
But then now we talked about the rules of the Internet Authority. That's what we said.
Right.
Well, it'd be good. I mean, it'd be good to know who has the ability to make and control the rules.
We can, I mean, look up who composed the.
But these are rule-setting
councils.
People, aren't they? So
we can
give them a green.
Yeah, we can say that's a rule color. No?
Is that a rule color?
And
it is
but they're quite minimal, of course.
The amount of rules that they can set.
Yes. And most of the things are defined by physical infrastructure and protocol and protocols. Because in fact, I mean, that has a much bigger influence because it's they try to keep as least as less formal laws and rules as possible, which means as much control comes from physical infrastructure and protocols.
And commercial?
And of course, I mean, that's one rule.
That's the one rule that is the rule.
The free market. The free market is the one rule in this game.
Except for North Korea.
That's why they have so much problem with peering, I guess.
And Cuba. Or is that...
I don't know how... I guess they participate in the LACNIC.
But it would be interesting to know... it sounds like they're ruling by least rule. By the need for the least amount of rules. But in place, they have protocols, which basically means like the best way to communicate. But that is identified by these people. In...